and welcome to Wise Shepherds, the show that brings you closer to the heart of the flock. I'm your host, Teresa, and I'm honored to guide you on this journey of faith. Each week, we'll sit down with local pastors from our community who are dedicated to shepherding their congregations with wisdom and grace. They will share biblical insights, offer spiritual guidance, and help us reflect on our own hearts as we navigate the challenges of triumphs of our Christian walk. Whether you're a longtime believer or just beginning to explore your faith, our goal is to create a space for edification and encouragement. So grab your Bible, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's seek the Lord together. This is Wise Shepherds, and we're so glad you're here. And now, Pastor Daniel Degado, Assistant Pastor at Calvary Chapel Life in Huntington Beach.
Hello, K-Bright family. This is Pastor Daniel with Calvary Chapel Life in Huntington Beach with you again. And let me just say that I am super blessed and super happy to be here with you and get to do these devotionals with you. They've been an absolute blessing to me, and I'm praying that as much as they have blessed me, that they have blessed you as well. This month, we're talking about rest, and rest is so absolutely important in life. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I start going through the week and I wake up and I start counting down the days until I can get some rest. Like, it may be Tuesday and I'm like, okay, I just got to get through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then it will have Saturday and I'll get to chill out for a little while, because life is intense sometimes. You know, the thing about it is that when God made Adam and Eve, he stuck them in the garden and he set them up for success. He made them for eternity. He made them to live forever in a place with no stress, without being tired, a place where they were in God's perfect rest. And in fact, the Bible says that they walked in the cool of the day with God in that garden. But when sin entered the world, we received a curse, and that curse was, by the sweat of your brow, you will till the ground. And, you know, with all that, we can see just going around from day to day that life is stressful. Sit in traffic for a little while and you'll understand that, man, your anxiety goes up. Am I going to make my exit? Am I going to make my turn? I got to be at work at 8 a.m. I got to be home for dinner at 6 p.m. And we start counting the hours, the seconds, the minutes, and it just seems like we're never going to end up getting any rest. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's because we are not necessarily always intentional about the rest that we're making, okay? Or that we're taking, I should say. We could actually learn a little something from our Jewish brothers and sisters about that. And I'm not saying that we have to take on all the things that they're saying. I'm not an advocate for legalism or anything like that. But the Jewish brothers and sisters, man, they take their Sabbath day so seriously. And you can find the Sabbath in Exodus 20. It says that the Sabbath is holy. Keep it holy. And it's something from God. Jesus himself said that Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And it's important to take that Sabbath day. I don't care if it's Friday. I don't care if it's Wednesday for you. I don't care if it's Sunday. But be intentional about taking some rest time. So what does a rest day look like for me? Okay, number one, don't drive anywhere. When you're taking a rest day, don't drive. In fact, I was talking to my late grandfather some time ago, and he was telling about a group of people that lived far beyond the life expectancy of us here in America. And he was telling me about their diet and their lifestyle and what they do. And he said they live a relatively stress-free life. And then he turned to me and he said, and we'll never experience that because we have to drive here in the United States. So do you want to live longer? Don't drive. I'm just kidding. We all got to drive. But driving causes stress. What about the next thing? So no driving. Don't work on your rest day. Don't do that. Don't look at your emails. Don't look at your text messages from work or anything like that. Be intentional about making sure that your rest day is not working and it's not driving. And the last thing that I'm thinking about as far as what does a rest day look like is, don't travel anywhere. Planes, trains, cars, man, they bring headaches. They bring absolute headaches to you, and they inhibit your ability to rest. So no driving, no working, no traveling on any day that you are planning to rest, because all those things produce stress, and stress reduces your lifespan. Okay, so the second thing that I want to talk about is, well, we know we should have a rest day each week, right? We should have a rest day. And let me just say this. If you don't make that rest day, don't panic. It's okay. We're not trying to fulfill the law. We're just trying to be intentional about rest. Okay, here's the second one. Rest at home. Be comfy. Be cozy. Wherever your safe place is, I want you to rest there. You know, be in your PJs, get you your nice cup of coffee. When I wake up in the morning on my days off, one of the first things I like to do is go to the kitchen and make a cup of coffee and look out the window and whisper to God as I admire what He created. And I pray to Him and I whisper, and I'm doing it in my own home. I'm not going to church. I'm sorry, churches, if I'm getting under your skin, but I'm not going to the church to rest. I'm staying at home because this is my personal intentional time with God and with my wife. I don't want to drive anywhere else on the days that I rest. I want to be home, cozy, in my pajamas, comfortable, and not thinking about anything else. Okay, and here is your last thing that you need to think about when we're talking about rest. You want to rest in the Lord, okay? Rest in the Lord. And what does resting in the Lord actually look like? I can tell you. Psalm 62, 1 and 2 says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." Okay, so we talked about our Jewish brothers and sisters for a minute there. And what is the Sabbath actually for? It's a time to be at home without traveling with your family, and intentionally spending time with God. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying. I'm whispering to God. I'm grabbing my wife's hand and we're praying together. And we are getting our eyes and our hearts focused on God and the good things that He does for us, because rest is found in God. You know, Jesus Himself, He said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let those who are weary come to me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you know what? He was actually addressing a lot of Jewish people that were dealing with legalism and having the bounds of the law, the chains of the law, shackling them down. But He was saying, hey, everything is fulfilled in me. If you come to me, you are going to find rest. Go to God. You know, I can think about, how am I going to pay a bill? How am I going to get to work on time? Oh, maybe my car broke down and I'm worried about being late, or, you know, whatever those worries might be that are going on in your life. I can start to think about those things, or we can start to think about those things, and it can make our head go crazy. But like the psalmist said right there in Psalm 62 is, rest in God and His salvation. Because when we think about how God has saved us, how Jesus paid the price, how one day we are going to be taken to heaven with Him, and we're going to live in a place with no sickness, no disease, no suffering, a place where we're never going to be tired again, where we're going to be found in perfect rest. We can rest easy here on earth. And we know that God will one day put everything back into place the way that He intended it to be when He stuck Adam and Eve in that garden. So rest. We can tend to overcomplicate things sometimes. We can get super mystical and spiritual with the idea of rest, but let us keep rest simple. What am I doing? I'm staying home. I'm not traveling. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not driving anywhere. I'm comfy. I'm cozy, and I am spending time intentionally with the Lord. I'm reading His Word. I'm meditating on it. I'm getting my spiritual bread from the Bible and from the Holy Spirit. Okay, Cave Bright family, I'm praying that this week that you find some rest for your weary souls, the same way that I am finding rest for my weary soul in God. God bless you all. You are all absolutely amazing. Have a great week, Cave Bright family.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Wise Shepherds. I hope that our message has provided you with a new perspective, some helpful guidance, and encouragement for your own spiritual journey. Remember, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Join us again next time as we continue to seek biblical wisdom and grow in our faith together. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'm your host, Teresa, and this has been Wise Shepherds on Cape Bright Radio.